Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Rav Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
Learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Ayin was starting Daf Ayin and Aleph towards the bottom. Bar says, "Boim Neiv Amar Mi Avchista Hamafkedes Chaver B'Shtar V'Omle Yozartem Lach Mahu." What's the din of this? A pekudin with a shtar? You have a shtar pekudin, and he claims that he returned it. Mi Amin Amigli Diboya Menensu Mehem and Hashanami Mehem. Do you say that there's a migui? He could have said Nensu is Neman. So here also is Neman. As Avi Pekadin, he could have said Nensu. So Malay Lashaker, why would he have to say Achzarti? Why would he lie and say Achzarti? He could pat himself with a tiny Nensu. I do Mamlay Shtarcha Biyadim, my boy. Or he could say, it can't be returned. Then why do I still have the Shtar? And the Rishonim will say that it's like a Malay Lashaker Makam Edim. I have a beer that you're wrong. So even when you have a migui, if I have an ansadi, I have an umdun, and it's wrong, it can't be that you returned it, because why am I holding the shtar? You never would have left the shtar by me. So now you're not a migui. So that's the shayla. Do you have a migui denensu? You're not with a zarti migui denensu? Do you say it's a migui makam edim? It's a migui b'makam the chazak and ansadi of shtar chibyadim, my boy. That's the Gemara shayla. Amlei mehemen, and the Gemara says that he's not a dafka with a shmua, just like Nensu would have to make a shmua, he's not a dafka with a shmua. The shaila, so why is the Gemara's maskani is neman? Why don't you have a bir aichacha shtarchin my boy is a raya that he didn't pay, that he didn't return it? Zok derishbam ulamal l'shakam akamed l'may dami the avinish l'milchi v'ama vanity shtari. Could be when he came to return and he asked back for the shtar, and maybe the nifkut said I lost the shtar. So why did he return it though? Why didn't he insist? If you don't give me back the shtar, I can't return it. I'm afraid you might go and try to collect it again. The nifkud nami levechayish the shtar mishnav mutz lemifta nafshi b'taynis oynis. He had an eitzah. He could patter himself with the taynis oynis. So mainly, you don't have the svar of shtar chiyomai b'ayi so shtank. But then he says, "Well, malvas chaveri b'shtar lemutz itayin leve parati." He can't say parati because the omli idok shtar chiyomai my boy. He has a taynah. So why do I have the shtar? My life, you don't have a migui because even Nensu I have to pay. So merely you could say shtar chabiyana my boy. So churim mekenzach abstellen. The Rishbam says that you don't have a shtar k'shtar chabiyana my boy. You don't have a chach of shtar chabiyana my boy because maybe the guy came back when he returned it. He asked for the shtar back, and the guy said, "I don't have the shtar. I lost the shtar." And why didn't the nifkid care? He says because he was samech. He can make a tiny Nensu. I'm a zayl chayrit shvesh. So why do you need a migli for? If there is no echach of shtar chibra my boy, why do you need a migli? Why do you need a svar of malay l'shaker? Stop me ketayin echzarti. What's your tain against my echzarti? Shtar chibra my boy. Teretz says, I didn't care about the shtar. I wanted the shtar back. You said you lost it, and I didn't care because I could always tain an ensu. What do I need the svar of migli for? Typically, the fact that I could tie an answer is a reason why I'm not necessarily makbet to get the shtar back. That alone should be a sibat pater. So that misses in the sivas. We'll speak about this a little bit later in the shin, Simon Reish Tzadik Vav, and a few other places. He wants to tie an yitaka don't need a migui. It's taka not a migui. The Gemara doesn't really mean migui. The svar of the Gemara is, boy, potele, betainis, nensu is a svar just connected shtar chibet my boy. There is no echach of shtar chibet my boy here. Normally, a leiva doesn't have an eitzah. He would never pay back a loan and leave a shtar in the malva's hand because he's leaving himself vulnerable. Because he doesn't have any eitzah, he'll come back and try to collect again, he'll be able to. Mashen kein a nifgan. He anyway has an eitzah. Worst comes to worst, he could say nensu. So Meili doesn't care so much. So Meili lets him have the shtar. But it's not really a migut. That's tainit the nesivus. The Lashon HaGemara is Migui Deboi Amenensu Mehemen Ashenami Mehemen. The Lashon HaGemara is that it's a Migui. Sounds like the Nesivus is learning that the Lashon HaGemara is live dafka. But the Rishbam Mefurish says it's Malay L'Shaker. Malay L'Shaker doesn't mean that there's no Shtarchi Mehemen. He only puts that in the Maskana. The Etzim Tam Wai's Potter is Malay L'Shaker because of the Echach of the Migui. The other Shainim also, they all seem to learn the Gemara as a Pashit Amigui, but the Shaila is back, it's Srik Shvev, the Rishbam's telling you that the reason why you don't have Shtarcha on my boy here, the reason why it's not a Shtarcha Echacha, is because he could say, Avadati Ashtari, and the guy didn't care so much because he has an eitzah of a tainis nensu, so why do you need a migli for? You see, if it's any chanami, it's not altsmigli, but the Rishonim seem to say clearly it is altsmigli. The Lashon HaGemara, L'chayr, is mashmis altsmigli, that the Nesiva says is lav dafka, but the Rishonim are very clear. So I want to say the following answer. This, that every time when a malva is holding a shtar, the loiva can't say parati, the Gemara here calls it shtar chibyadim aipoi, pashas ilinitzei chacha, Avarai didn't pay, because if he would have paid, he would have zicha taken back the shtar. It's not shayach who would have left the shtar, and that echach is enough of a echach to be made to your moment. As a pashas you learn, so may it be shrei the kasha that we're asking. If it's a echacha genug to be made to your moment, so why is a migan emin? Can I get such a echacha? It should be like a migan makamendim. Elamai, the Rishbam says you don't really have that echacha. Because maybe he didn't care, he let him have the shtar because he has an eitzah that he could have said then soon. So I say, why need a migli for? Rabbi Chaim says a different pshat. Rabbi Chaim's medayik is pshat from the Rambam. The Rambam, the Rabbi Chaim is in the Grach al Hashas, it's on Ksuvis, in the Sefer is Kufta Zvav, and he brings the Rambam. The Rambam is Hilchas Malva Leiva. It's Perik Yon Aleph Halacha Aleph. He says like this, Hamalva Schavei Be'edim is a Malva Alpeh, Vein Sorech Lefreya Be'edim. Lefichachem Tom Parati is Potter. But Malva Schavei B'Shtar is Sorech Lefreya Be'edim. Lefichachem Tom Van Parati Ein Enemon. He says, Hamalva Schavei Be'edim, you don't have to pay back Be'edim, and therefore you never to say Parati. Very straightforward. Hamalvas chavei b'shtar, you have to pay back beidim, and therefore l'fnichach, if you say parati, you're not neman. It's upside down. The first thing is that you're not neman to say parati, and why? Because when there's a shtar, there's a chacha that you didn't pay back. There's an ansadin umdana you would never pay back and let him and leave him with the shtar. So mainly, should have said like this: Hamalvas b'shtar ain't a neman leima parati because the chacha of shtar chibadim my boy. Lefichach tzarich lefarei be'edim, but he says fakert. He says tzarich lefarei be'edim. Lefichach amam parati is ein eneman. What's pshat? Sagd Reb Chaim, the reason why you can't say parati by a shtar is not al seichach of shtar chibene my boy. It's al tzedin shtar. Just like mashal, when you give a loan and you say al tefreini el be'edim, you make a tain the loan. You don't have a tainis parati. So he's giving up his tainis parati. He only could be parei beidim. That's a din of tzarech lefarei beidim. There's a man the yomah mouse where beidim tzarech lefarei beidim. There's no echacha. It's just when you borrow beidim, when the malva went and brought eidim for the alva, vaisis he doesn't trust you. So it's implicit. You're giving up your schus to taina parati. You have to be parei beidim. That's part of your chiyuv as a leiva. You have to prove the pirayin. We pass it a malva where beidim ain't tzarech lefarei beidim. If he didn't stipulate. So yin shvus, but zok der Rambam, but malvus chavei b'shtar, you have the din of tzarech lefarei be'edim. That's good for the din of the shtar. That's from the tnoi of alvah b'shtar that as long as I'm holding the shtar, you have to prove the pirayin. And that's why you're not neman. Lufiha chamam parati ain't neman. The Gdeli Rosh Yeshivas, they like this. You say from Reb Chaim. Remember, Reb Chaim himself. It's in brackets there. He says, Re'isi, that they bring a raya to this yisayit. The raya is, that what's the pshat? You're telling me the reason why the loiva can't say parati. Is because, how did you leave him the shtar? Of a raya you didn't pay back, how did you leave him the shtar? If we're starting off that you could say parati, even though he has the shtar. So that's why I left him the shtar. I left him the shtar because, what do I care if he has a shtar? I'll just tie in a parati. If I could die in a parati and be neman, what's the raya that I left him the shtar? What's the raya of shtar chibene my boy? Chaya very shtar kataina. You can't say that the din that you can't say parati starts off from the fact that, because how did you leave him the shtar? If I could die in a parati, so that's why I left him the shtar, because I have an eitzah to die in a parati. So maybe he can answer, balabatish, even if he has an eitzah to die in a parati, but still, he doesn't want to leave him any weapons. Who knows what he'll do? That's not the derech of a good businessman to leave him the shtar. A vandal take back the shtar, even if he has an eitzah to taina parati. But then this whole svar of the Rishbam, that by pekadin it's different because he has an eitzah of nensu, is a pella. If you're going to say when you have an eitzah you don't care about the shtar, so behalvo also, where did it start? I have an eitzah of parati. That's why I left him the shtar. L'chayr, it's muchuk to say, like Reb Chaim, that be'etzim by a shtar, you can't tie the prati mitzad the din shtar. Memela, there's a ichacha. Memela comes out, there's a ichacha because he left him the shtar. Now, being a raya, Reb Chanan speaks about this in the last parak. It's in Tafresh Beis, Tafresh Gimel, and Reb Chanan, and Kaivet Shurim. At the end of the shtickle, I think it's Tafresh Vav already, he brings a raya like this. Other Rosh Yeshivas also bring the same raya. It's a very shtark raya. Sugyan Bav Metzia, Tav Zayin, Shnayim Adukim B'Shtar. We know that Shnayim Adukim B'Talis, they're both Mukzik and the Talis Yisei Achleku. The Gemara says, if you have the case of Shnayim Adukim B'Shtar, the Malv and the Leiva are both holding on to the Shtar. The Malva says, it's my Shtar, I dropped it and I picked it up. When I picked it up, the Leiva came and grabbed it too. But it's my Shtar and I want to collect the money for the Shtar. The Leiva says, no, that's not what happened. I paid back the loan, you gave me the Shtar, it's my Shtar. I dropped it. When you saw that I dropped it, you picked it up and you grabbed it too. So they're both masking that it was dropped on the floor and they both went and grabbed it. But the question was, who dropped it? Was it the Malva that dropped it? And the Leiva owes him the whole money? Or was the Leiva dropped it? The Leiva already paid and the Leiva owes him nothing. The Gemara says, Shnayim Adukim Mishnai, the Din is Yachleiku. The Gemara says, it's Pasha, that's the Din of Shnayim Adukim and Metalis. They're both Muchzik and the Shnar, the Din is Yachleiku has to pay half. If you learn the reason why a leiva can't say parati when there's a shtar, is because of the chacha of shtar chabiyadim, my boy, because there's a raya you didn't pay back. So the Gemara doesn't make sense. When you have two people holding on to the shtar, is there a raya you didn't pay back? Mimonavshach. If the answer is yes, even though the leiva is also holding on to the shtar, but if a raya you didn't pay back, because if he would have paid back, he would never have dropped the shtar and allowed the malva to get half the shtar. He would have ripped it up right away. If such a raya exists, he should pay the whole thing. Elamai, as long as the malva is not holding the shtar fully, so we don't have a raya. Because it's plausible to say that the leiva did pay back and did take back the shtar and dropped it. And here they both have it. That's a plausible scenario, because anyway everyone's masking that it was dropped. So it's just as plausible to say the leiva dropped it as the malva dropped it. I got this far, but I would say I shouldn't pay anything. Is there a chacha? Because the malva is also holding the shtar that didn't pay back, he should pay the whole thing. Is there no chacha? So he shouldn't pay anything. What is the sword to pay half? How is it time to shnayim adukim b'talis? L'chayr, it's muchach, klar, then it's a din. There's a din. When a malva is holding the shtar, there's a din you can't say perayin. So there, it's the same thing as shnayim adukim b'talis. Just like with the malva's muchzik on the shtar, the din a shtar says you can't say perayin. So here, the malva's muchzik on half the shtar. So a male, there's a din on half the chayv, you can't say piroyin. That's the din of shnayim adukim b'talis, like shnayim adukim b'shtar. Even that needs more of a hesba, but the pshat is, if the only going to us, there's no pshat b'chlal. So that's a big raya to the Reb Chaim. But anyway, l'fir Reb Chaim's yisoid, I want to say it's partial like this. And now that we start off with the din shtar. Without the din shtar, there'll be no echach altogether, like we said. Because there's no echacha he left in the shtar. He had eitzah to say parati. Why should he take back the shtar? There's no echacha. Starts off, there's a din shtar that you can't say parati. So, male, that's why you need a migli. If it wouldn't be for a migli, stam you can't say echzarti. There's a din shtar. There's a din shtar that says you can't say parati. There's a din shtar you can't say echzarti. But connected the din shtar, a migli works. Even though the shtar says that you can't say parati, that's only stamatainis parati. But if I have another eitzah to pat to myself, a migli works. I get the kayach of the other taina. So if it was all it would be is for the din shtar, echzarti migdanensi, it would work. Now the pshat is, but since there is this din shtar that I can't say parati, so the edigamar is a shayla. That causes a shubi aichacha. How did I leave him out of the shtar? I know I can't say parati. How did I leave him out of the shtar? Now I have a raya that there was no pirayin. When you have a rayan, umdanan, and sadi, I chacha, there was no pirayin. There, even a migah doesn't work. It's like a migah makamedim. Of them zak derishbam. Then no. That since you could tie an ensu, so Mel, that's why you didn't care about the shtar. That's pshat of the man, the yom, and this gemara that says it in Emon. So Mel, you need both sorrows. You need the sorrow of migah because, like Reb Chaim's you're saying, the etzim mitzad the din shtar, you can't say parati without a migli. But you also need that he doesn't have the sharchi bed in my boy, he doesn't have the chach of sharchi yad in my boy, because then even migli wouldn't help. The Torah says, since he could tain an ensu, he loses the chach of sharchi in my boy. That's what I want to say pshat in the Rashbam. in the sugya. Now Taisis and the Rishonim shtals lechav on another kasha. In this Gemara's mavur tut stadim, the Gemara asked it for a shayla. Later the Gemara says that it might be a machlokes tut stadim. Do you say a migli keneged the svar shtachim ha'mebay? When the nifkat has a migli, the nensu, but leinduchisi avichachav shtachim ha'mebay. We have tut stadim if you nemon or not. That emesis is a machlokes. It's in Ksuvah's Daf Yates, and it's in Kama other places in Shtas. It's whether Meidib Shtar Shekasa Tzarech Lekaimo or Ain't Tzarech Lekaimo. The Malva comes with a Shtar which is Ain't a Mekuyim. We all know, in order to be Gaiva with a Shtar, the Leiva could always say the Shtar is Mezuy if he could always say the Shtar is a forgery. You have to Mekayim it, you have to certify it, you have to bring a Raya that the signatures are authentic signatures. Either the witnesses themselves will come and be Mayin that they sign, or other people will come and recognize their handwriting. That's called Kiyim Shtaris. The Shail is, let's say, a Malva comes to the Shtar that's not Mekuyim. And the Leiva doesn't say it's Mezuyif. He's made the Shtar Shekosva. He's made that I wrote that Shtar. Yes, I told Aiden to write the Shtar. It's an authentic Shtar. Maskim. But I paid it back. But without the Leiva's words, we don't know that it's an authentic Shtar. The Leiva could have said Mezuyif. Instead he says Perua. So it's a Machlekes. One man, the almost made the b'shtar shekasva tzarech l'kaimai. Even though he's made that he wrote it, but he's tining perua. So you have to mekayim it. If you mekayim it, then of course you could collect. But if you're not mekayim it, since he could have said mezuyif, mela, he's nemen to say perua. There's another man, the almost made the b'shtar shekasva ain't tzarech l'kaimai. No, he could tine a mezuyif, but he can't be nemen with perua migad the mezuyif. So the chayyur, it's the same shayla. It's machlokes tanan. One man the Amma says you nem with the perua even keneged shtar chibed in my boy, and one man the Amma says you're not nem with perua keneged shtar chibed in my boy. The chayyur, it's machlokes tanan. Leim v'katanoi. So the Amma says the Rishonim here really only ask it one way. The Rishonim here only ask, what's pshat in the man the Amma you nemon with perua migu de mezuyif? Why don't you say it's a migli keneged shtar chibed in my boy? That's the Ritesis and Rishonim's kasha here. Like the Ramban and the Rashi point out, it's not so shrey, because the maskana we're not saying, we don't hold it's a migli keneged shtar chibed in my boy. The maskana we say here also, you neman. But in the Kanam, that's the Gemara's kasha. On the tzad, to say you're not neman, how would you learn pshat in the tana that holds you neman with peru migli de mezuyif? It's a migli keneged shtar chibed in my boy. Taisin Ksuvitz really asks the other way also. The man the Amma that holds made the b'shtar shekasoi ain't tzarech l'kaimai. Why don't you have a migu de mezuyif? So ain't a chanami. You really could answer because you're not neman with a migu keneged shtarech ibed in my boy. And here it's different because here you have an eitzah to tain an ensu. Mar saying in there you can't say you have an eitzah you could have tain a mezuyif because he might be mekayimit. You can't say you left in the shtar because you had an eitzah you always could tain a mezuyif. Well, what if he's mekayimit? Obviously you didn't have that eitzah. So Meli, you could say the reason why you're not named Migui is because it's a Migui Keneged Shtar Chibed in my boy. So I'm showing him to learn that way. But you could say at the time and more so. You could say, Stam, it's not a good Migui that you could have said Mezuyif, because Mezuyif, he could prove you wrong. In this Gemara, both Nensu and Azarti, he can't prove you wrong. But there, if you tie in a Mezuyif, he could bring Adam to Mekayimit, and you'll be proven a liar. Mashangin, if you said Perua, even if he brings Adam and Mekayim and you lose the case, you won't be proven a liar. That's why it's not a good Migu Mezuyif. Well, there's another Tam that could be the tiniest Mezuyif is a Chiddush. I mean, there Isa, the din is, Adam Aksum al Ashtar and Asa Kamish Nechre Dusim Bebezdin. That really, you don't need Kiyim altogether. Really, we're not Chayshish that Ashtar is Mezuyif. The whole din Kiyim Shtaris is their Abanan. So it could be their Abanan said, when you say Mezuyif, then we're going to allow you to say Mezuyif. But to use Mezuyif as a migui to say Perua, that much Chazal didn't want to be Mesakin. Al Kapanim, that's the other way. That's explaining how the man, the Amma, made the B'shtar Shekosvay, ain't Tzarech L'kaimai, that you're not Nemet to say Perua the migui Mezuyif. Why is that different than here, where you are Nemet to say exactly migui the Nensu? So there, the Teretz is, there could be there's more of a Shtar Chibad in my boy, because he doesn't have any Eitzah. Mashenkin here, he has an Eitzah to say Nensu. Or when he say Parati Migud the Mezuyah, if it's a Migui, which people might find out that he lied, so therefore Parati is a better time than a Mezuyah. Mashaken here, neither exactly nor Nensu is verifiable. No one will ever find out that he lied. Or a third time, Stam, and Chazal Mesaken, that you could tie in a mezuzah if you need Kiyum, that's a Chiddush. Chazal really mean the Rai says no such thing. Chazal only wanted Mesaken for people that tie in a mezuzah. For people that use it as a migui, wasn't part of the Takanas Chazal. So that's been a gay that way. But the Yishayim asked the Kasha the other way. According to the Tzan over here, that you're not neman to say exactly migui the Nensu, how do you learn the man the Yomim that says you are neman to say Pru migui the mezuzah? If here you're not neman to say exactly migui the Nensu, because it's a migui kneged the hechacha of Shtarche B'yad my boy, so why over there don't you say the same thing that Pru migui the mezuzah should be a migui kneged the hechacha of Shtarche B'yad my boy? So Taisus says that the Shtarche B'yad my boy goes the other way. That they hold the Shtarche B'yad my boy is more over here, and it's less of a hechacha by Ova. By Pekadin, there's a strong Eichacha. You would never return a Pekadin without getting back the Shtar. No such thing. Halva, you might. You might return a loan without getting back the Shtar. Why is Halva different? So Taisa says, first of all, Halva may be held on to the Shtar because you didn't pay for the Shtar yet. By Halva, the Loiv has to pay for the Shtar. So maybe you paid back the loan, but he didn't want to give back the Shtar because you didn't pay for the Shtar yet. By Pekadin, it's the Mafka that has to pay for the Shtar. The Mafkid has to pay for the Shtar. Mashayeg Balva, since the Loiv has to pay for the Shtar, it's possible the Malva didn't give back the Shtar because he didn't pay for it yet. That's one shot. Second shot is, a Malva, he did you a favor. So you're going to return the money, you ask back for the Shtar, and the Malva says, sorry, it's misplaced. So you're embarrassed to tell him, oh, so I'm not paying back the money until I get the Shtar, I can't do that. It's irresponsible, I mean, he did you a favor. By a Pekadin, he didn't do you a favor, you did him a favor. You're holding on to his Pekadin for him. So, mainly, you're not embarrassed. If he doesn't have the Shtar back, you say, sorry, I'm not giving back the Pekadin until you come back with the Shtar. By a Malva, you don't want to do that. Or he says another thing, a Malva is richer than the Leiva. That's what the Leiva borrowed from him. So, by a rich person, you say, Tumis Yisharim Tanchem, you believe that since he was rich, Mestavim is honest, so mainly, you're not chayshin him. By Shengi, by Pekadin, you don't have that Svaris. But Kitzah Taisus has Svaris, why? A mafkid has more of a chacha of shtarich yad my boy than by a loiva. But the Ramban and the Rashba say a different svara. The Ramban and the Rashba say that there's a yisaidistik achilik between parati migid the mezuyif and hagzayti migid and ensu. Hagzayti migid and ensu is a migui. He has a shtar makuyim. He's coming to mikayach a shtar. Yeah, you need an eitzah. You need a taina. You need a taina apeteris. So you could have said nensu. You have a migui of anxiety, but a migui, when there's a chacha connected it, that you don't say. Mashenkin, the man, the yom ha-moide b'shtar shekosvei tzarech l'kaimai, he holds, it's not a migui, it's not he could have said mezuyif. He holds that the pshat and the takon of kiyim is that a shtar that's not makuyim is garnished. A shtar that's not makuyim is a chaspa b'alma. So it's a pesh asar. As far as we're concerned, he has no raya connected you. His shtar, it's not makuyim. There's no way chacha mechal that you borrowed the money. Now you come and say, I did borrow the money, but I paid it back. And we have a chacha you didn't pay back. Shtar chiyad my boy, it's like a migui makamedim, it's an ansadi, it's a chacha. By a migui, that you don't say by an ansadi. A pesha, also that you do. Bemis and Mesiva says this you say, by calling migui and simon pay base. Other achrenim say this you say, they bring it from a teizim of a kamadafayim base. A migui you don't say when the taina is unlikely, when we have a chacha kenegah the taina. A pesha also doesn't have that limitation. A pesha also you could say, even when there's a chacha kenegah the taina, but the whole nemanis comes from him, he could say what he wants. So here's what Yishayim is saying, this gevaldig Yishayim, the man yam amayde v'shtar shekosvei, sarach l'kai my holds, that it's not the pshat your neman with a tainis mezuyif. You don't need a tainis mezuyif. Stam, the shtar is garnished. You're the one that made the shtar. Sapesha asu apesha hitter. This is the Gevaldik Yisayid Bemisin. It's not so much our sugya. It's more the sugya and ksuvis daf yichesim abeis and daf yites. In other places, the Elm Shtelzachin gittin daf beis by Taninan. But l'chayit, there's a shtar kamakar from the Gemara. The Gemara pretty much says this. The Gemara in Bavakama daf Zayin. I mean, but Metziah Dav Zayin, I'm sorry, the Gemara mentioned before, the Gemara B'Shtayim Medukim B'Shtar, also brings down the Machlokes, Rebbe and Shem Gamliel, of Meidim B'Shtar Shekasvei, Tzarech L'Kaimai, In Tzarech L'Kaimai, The Gemara reads, "I say whole arichus." Gemara says, "Hai shtar chasma bi almahu man kamashvi lahai shtar loiva hakama priyehi." This shtar is a chasma alma. It's nothing. The loiva was the one that made it into a shtar, and he's saying, "Peru, we have a pesha aser." A baruch bearing ksuvus and afi chasma beis. It's simuch avdal and ksuvus. He says that's the yisaid of the machlekes. The made the shtar shakas is tzarich lekayim ein tzarich lekayim. The man the amid holds ein tzarich lekayim holds. The shtar is a good shtar. Chazal said you have a right to tain a mezuyif. If you tain a mezuyif, fine. If you don't tain a mezuyif, you have to come on to migli. Migli, for whatever reason, doesn't work. It's a migli k'neged a shtar, better my boy. It's a migli that he doesn't want to tain a mezuyif because he might be proven a liar. There come a time and why you can't have a migli here. But the yisayid is the man, the yama meidiv shtar shekosvay, ein tzarech l'kayma is. Chazal didn't say that the shtar, we look at the shtar as a shtar mezuyif. Chazal say you have a right to tain a mezuyif. If you tain a mezuyif, fine. If you don't tain a mezuyif, as far as we're concerned, it's a good shtar. Hashem came the man, the yama meidiv shtar shekosvay, tzarech l'kayma. Like the Lashon HaGemara, Chazal said, a shtar shein emakuyim is kin shtar nisht. It's nothing. It's chas b'bi alma. So Mela, even though the life is made that is a shtar, but he's the one that says the shtar. You have a pesha asa, you can't have a tain on him, shtar, you better my boy, it's unlikely to say chachan and tzadi. Once he has a pesha asa, he's never whatever he says. Shaila is if Taisus held that way. Could be Taisus held that there's no chilik pesha asa and migu pesha asa. Also, wouldn't be neman when there's a chachan connected. It's a shaila pshat and Taisus, and come back on mahar. Now let's go weiter. When Rav Chista answered the Mehemin, the Gemara asked, "V'lei milei shtarche b'yadei my boy, amlei tamech l'chamlei nensi mimatzal m'shtarche b'yadei my boy." So what's bothering you, shtarche b'yadei my boy? When he said nensi, can't say shtarche b'yadei my boy. So mele yinem with exactly mid gnensu. Amlei soif soif k'amlei nensi laf shvua boy. But if he says nensu, needs a shvua. So Rav says, "Hakanami my nema nema m'shvua." Here also he's talking nema m'shvua. Atkan the Gemara. So that's the maskana of the Gemara. That's how we paskin that when you say hechzarti by yishtar, you neman b'shvua. Now there's a machlokes achrayim, a machlokes a paskim. It's really the chayim machlokes rishonim. Is this shvua by hechzarti a shvua deraisa or shvua derabana? So siman reish tzadik vav in chayish mishpat, the sma and the bach and the marshal, they all say it's a shvua deraisa, just like nensu is a shvua deraisa. Hezayti migu the nensu is a shvua deraisa. But the Shach argues. The Shach says it's not a shvua deraisa. He says no, it's a shvua deraisa. The Torah never ever says such a shvua. They have to make a shvua of hezayti. Can't be a shvua deraisa, zokta. He brings before Rishu Rishonim, the Rash Mikinoin. Says, Klar, it's not a shvua deraisa, it's a shvua derabanan. The Baal Amar Eifinart, we'll mention it later in the Shia, he says it's a shvua derabanan. He says the tur and another rishonim would say nishba ke'ein deraisa. He says vaker. They're saying it's a shvua derabanan. They just mean it's a shvua chamura ke'ein deraisa, meaning that normally a shvua deraisa you need to keep the sefer. You make a shvua holding a sefer Torah. A shvua derabanan, not necessarily. But this shvua derabanan, they were masakim with all the chaymer of a shvua deraisa that you have to hold the sefer Torah and to keep the sefer. But really, it's a shvua derabanan. Zog the Shach, what's an afkemin if it's a shuah deraisa or a shuah derabanan? Zog did a common afkeminis, and he mentions three of them. Two of them are mentioned in the sixth parak of shuahs in the beginning. One is, any time you have a shuah deraisa, if you don't want to swear, you have to pay. But by a shuah derabanan, you have an eitzah. You could tell the baldavar, you swear. You swear and take. I don't want to swear and be potter. I'll give you the option to swear and take. That's called the hipach shvua. Every shvua derabanan, you could be mahapach. You could say, I don't want to swear. I'll give you the option, you swear and take. You might lose, you might agree to swear. But I'll go upon him, if you don't want to swear, you could make him swear if he wants to get. By shvua deraisa, if you don't want to swear, you have to pay. By shvua derabanan, if you don't want to swear, you could tell him, I don't have to pay until he swears. Zog the Shach, in this case, we're saying exactly, you could tell him that he should swear. That's Hippach Shvua. That's one Nafgamina. Second Nafgamina, the Shach says, in Shvua Dereis and Shvua Derabanan, is if Nachsin Hil Nechse. Let's say the guy doesn't want to swear, He's not mapach the shvu. He just doesn't want to swear fighting, and he doesn't want to pay either. So by shvu der eisen achsina lemichse, you could actually go then take his money. He owes money. If he swears, fine. If he doesn't swear, nachsina lemichse. By shvu der rabbanan no. Says meshamtin onlay. You say if you don't pay your nchayim, but you don't actually take the money away from him. Lo nachsina lemichse. So here also by exarti, if he doesn't swear, lo nachsina lemichse. Another chiluk is when someone's chashed on a shvua. Let's say the mafkid happened to be chashed on a shvua, happened to be a ganav. So we don't let him swear. By shvua deraisa, we say, connect the nishbe v'neitel. There, the other one swears and takes. By shvua derabana, we say, he's potter. That's the klalitz above Metzia Dafei. By shvua deraisa, the din of connect the chashed on a shvua. If someone's chashed on a shvua, is mechui v'shvua deraisa, the other guy swears and takes. And the Shach says there's more nafkaminis. So these are big nafkaminis. So Bekitzer, the Sma, the Bach, the Marshal, the ones who holds the Shvu'a Deraisa, all says all the chaymis of the Shvu'a Deraisa. The din is he can't be mahapach the Shvu'a. And the din is if he doesn't swear nachsina l'nichsei. And the din is if he's a chashit, connect the nishba v'naitel. And according to the Shach, no, it's a Shvu'a Derabanan. And the din is, if he wants, it could be mahapach the shvua, and if he doesn't swear at all, he loy nachsina l'nichse, just meshamtin alay, and if he's a chashid, he's part of the legamri. Now, then, this is the chayitza machalik is Yishayinim, because the Shach would often Yishayinim like him, the Rash Mikinan and the Balamar, but the Yad Ramah, if an art says mefurish, it's a shvua, their Isa. So you see a chayirish in the Ramah that says that it's a shvua, their Isa. And what's the svaris of machalik is? Rabbi Chanan already read Zayis Pshan and Shach, Rabbi Chanan here in the Kovet Shurim, that he holds like the Riva. The Riva says earlier in Cheskes Abatim that there's a chilik between Ed Echad that's made, that's Mechayiv Shvua and Shvua Seshemim. When Ed Echad is made and Mechayiv Shvua, so you're Mechayiv to pay. You have an Eitz, so you can patter with the Shvua, but you're Mechayiv to pay. The Ed Echad is Mechayiv Mamun, really. If you say a Shvua, then you become patter. But Shvuas Hashemim, until you taina the taina, you don't have a chiyuv shvua. You don't have a chiyuv to pay. When you taina the taina, then you have a chiyuv shvua. So Bechanan says, the Shach holds like the Riva. That Be'etzim Nensu is a taina peteris. Nensu is only potter with a shvua. That's when you say Nensu, then you have a chiyuv shvua. But here I didn't say Nensu, I said Azarti. I want to be done with the Minga of Nensu. So that's not going to carry over the shvua necessarily. Mashen Kane, the Sma, and the Shoinim that says the Shvu'a Deraisa, they all like this. Nensu's not a Taina Pateris. Nensu mit the Shvu'a is Pater. Not the Pshat that Nensu is a Taina Pateris, but Gradu, when you say Nensu, then you'll be Chayav a Shvu'a. Nensu mit the Shvu'a is the Pter. So you want that Pter to carry over Ayidei Migui to Chzarti. So the Shvu'a also gets carried over. Migui is a Deraisa to Kisvara. So that's why it's a shvua in their isa. And the Chanami, the Torah never mentioned this shvua. But the Torah said that when Hashem attain his nensu, and he makes a shvua in their isa, with all the teenage shvua in their isa, then he becomes potter. Hechzarti really be chayiv. Now since he could say nensu, and together with the whole shvua in their isa, he's potter. So Mamele Hechzarti has the same Torah that nensu has with the migoy. But that's together with the shvua. That's what makes the shvua deraisa. Now, Sheng and the Shach holds no. Nensu's a taina pateris. Grad the there you'll have a chiyuv shvua. Fine, but that's when you say nensu. He didn't say nensu. He said exarti. So mel is no shvua deraisa exarti. Now the Tumim asks a gavaldik akasha on the Shach. The Tumim asks even if you're going to say that there's no shvua deraisa by exarti, but lechayrish can't be any nafkamina between exarti and nensu. And al sedine migui, that have to be the same din. This is the Tumim, it's in Simen Pei Beis, and klal migui, and klal migui, is kufyud beis. He says, because we have a klal in migui. Any time you could gain from the taina that you're saying, more than if you would have said the other taina, there's no migui. Because migui is ma'alei l'shaker. He had nothing to gain by saying this taina, the ma'alei's nem, but migui could have said the other taina. But if he has what to gain, there's no migui. He says, if you're going to say like the Shach, so what's your taina? Why did he say exarti? Malo l'shaki could have said nensu. I have a very simple reason why he said exarti. because he wants to be mahapach l'shvua. Because he knows the other guy's not swearing. So Mela, you're telling me he's done with exarti, and it's not a shvua deraisa, so he can be mahapach l'shvua. So that's why he's saying exarti, because he wants to be mahapach l'shvua. If he says that, so he can't be mahapach l'shvua, then he's end up having to pay. If he's saying exarti, be mahapach l'shvua. He knows the other guy's not going to swear. Or maybe he's saying exarti because he doesn't want you to be nechsin el nechsei. You tell me exarti is loy nechsin el nechsei, so that's why he's saying exarti. He knows if you say nensu, you'll be nechsin el nechsei, because that's a shvur deraisa. He says exarti, mimele, you won't be nechsin el nechsei. Or if he's a chashid, he's saying exarti because he doesn't want to connect the chashid al shvur. If you're going to say that exarti has different dinim than nensu, so is the mingui. So the tumim holds, I'm learning, it's a third pshat. Avada the shvur is a shvur derabanan. He agrees that the Rash Mikina in the Balamar, they say it's a shvur derabanan, he's fine with that. But in order for the migui to be niskayim, this here shvur derabanan is going to have every single din like a shvur deraisa. Anish, there's no migui. So melos don't have kumin alachatayim at the tumim. So the a very, very stark akasha. The ksai say, if you know it in Simon Reish Sam and Tzadik Vav, Rabbi Kiveigo also, in Shuvis Madura Kama Simon Kufay and Hay, their mavur, that lefi the shach ain't a chinami. If the rabbanim weren't misakin a shvuah by exarti, you'd be neman exarti migui that ends with any shvuah altogether. But it's a plea. Where's the migui? He's saying exarti. He wants to avoid a shvuah. And even when after they made a shvuah the rabbanim, but good, he's saying exarti because he wants to avoid the different chumas a shvuah deraisa. Hipuch nachsin el nichzei. I don't have any terrors to the tumim's kasha, but I see a three shittas. We have the Sma, the Prisha, and like we said, we brought a Risha in the Ramah that says it first, holds it is a Shvur deraisa. Because since it's coming from a Miga of Nensu, it says a Shvur deraisa, the Klolim of Miga is going to give exactly the same Dina of Nensu, it's a Shvur deraisa. We have the Shach that holds the Shvur derabanan. You see, what bothers me about the Shach is also another thing. If you're going to say, and like the Ksaisha and Mikvega say Mefurish, that before the Rabbanan were Masakin a Shvur by exactly, then he'd be nemo with the exacti migui and nensu without a shvuah. How do you learn the Gemara? The Gemara says, "Saif saif kiamle nensu laf shvuah mai." The Gemara says, "Achim ami my nemo nemo b'shvuah." Rishbam says, "How could he be nemo below shvuah with the migui? You can't part it from a shvuah." It says, "Shvuah is Hashem tiyah ben shneim." So the Gemara's kash is, "How could he be nemo without a shvuah?" So what's the answer to, that he's nemo b'shvuah a shvuah derabanan? So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Torah says he's nemo without a shvuah betzim. Grabbed the rabbanu with a sack and a shvuah. It's a pella. Akapanim, that's what the shach holds. I would say some kvegim of first that according to the shach, before the tekanas lechamim, he's nemo without a shvuah. And even after the tekanas lechamim, he's nemo, but he has all the coolest of a shvuah der rabbanon. Legabi hibuk shvuah, legabi kenek de chashid al a shvuah, legabi nachsinu lenichsei. And we have the tumim that the betzim, it's not called the shvuah der isa. I mean, der isa, there's no such shvuah. But he has to have all the dinim of a shvuah deraisa, and he's not going to have a migui. So it's a shvuah derabanan, but there's no nafkamina. He's not going to be neman unless it has all the chayim of a shvuah deraisa. That's a tumim shat. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, lema bepluktet ha'netanoi. Maybe this shayla, if when you say exarti, you neman with migui of nensu, or you say shtarchi ben my boy, is really a machlokes tanam. Tanya, shtar kisa yaitza ala yisayimim. Let's say a shtar kiss is yaitzal yisayim. The Gemara says shtar kiss means an iska. They wrote a shtar saying that he gets money. He's supposed to invest the money. Reuven gives Shimon money. And Shimon's supposed to invest the money. And half the profits go to Reuven, half the profits go to Shimon. The silent partner. And now Shimon died. And the yisayim are supposed to pay up the iska. There's a shtar that they have to pay up the iska. The Anagayla says that he can make a shvuah anytime you nefer him and nechse yisayim to make a shvuah, but then you get the whole thing. But the Anagayla says, say no, you make a shvuah, you can only get half. So Gemara says, the Kuli Alma Islu B'Naradoi. Everyone holds of Naradoi, the Amin Naradoi, Hayiska Palga Milva Palga Bikadin. Then when you give someone money to invest and he works with the money, he gives you half the profits, so the half he's giving you profits on, that's called Bikadin. There he's not chayiv and einsim. If something happens to the money, that half that you get the profits, you also get the loss. And the other half where he gets the profits, so that's milva. He gets the profits and he gets the loss. So it's half milva, half bikadin. My love, I hokam biflegit. Myself a matzah mishtach ben abayi. Myself a loy matziam mishtach ben abayi. Mar says, the man the omen, now, so the half of the loan you zicha mechuyif to pay. Because that's the din. If you bring a shtar in your seimen, the seimen can't tain it, maybe you paid. No one can tain the parati against the shtar, but that's the alvar. The half of the pekadet, that's good for the machalikis here. If you hold that you could tain a chzarti in a pekadet migdan ensu, so come to us, even can I get a shtar, you can say a chzarti migdan ensu, so who wouldn't the seimen will tain it for them a chzarti? Mashenkin, if you hold, you can't say chzarti migdan ensu, you say shtar chabiyon in my boy. So you say, Musa can't tain a chzarti, so merely nishma v'goy v'kula. But the same machlokes. So Mar says, "Loi, the kuli am isu devchis. Everyone knows the gevchis. Say, really, if you tainer parati, if you tainer chzarti, he'll be neman migu than ensu. For achabalka miflegi, Mar sov and misu depari meima v'omer. One says, if he tainer parati, fine, but we're not going to tainer parati for him because it's not likely that he paid. If he would have paid, he would have told them he paid. So therefore, we don't tainer parati. Or Mar sov eima malachamavisu don say." Maybe he died before he could tell them, Al-Khamav is the answer, Samila, we could tain if an emperati. And can the sugya. So the Rishayim up on the bike of Al-Bagakasha, the Gemara wants to say that the machlokes is that the Yonah Goyal and the Yonah Eretz Yisrael is that the Yonah Goyal that says he paid the whole thing is because you're not Neman to say, Zayde Miga den Ensu. That the Yonah Eretz Yisrael that say you have half is because you're Neman to say, Zayde Miga den Ensu. In the Shiloh, why do we have to discuss the Zayde Miga de Nensu? Why can't they be Neman to say Nensu? Nensu Zich is a good Taina. So why can't we be Taninim for the Yisayimim Nensu? In other words, how could you say that the Pshad and the Yonei Goyle is that they pay the whole thing because the old Zayde is not Neman, but Nensu is Neman? So let's have a Taninim of Nensu. So Taisis says a Pshad, because Nensu is Lashkiach. Because if it would be Nensu, then we would have heard about it. Nensu kolisle. Usually people know about a Nensu. If there was a fire, if there was a break-in, Nensu kolisle. So Mela, since there's no kol, Nensu is not likely. If he tain his Nensu, fine. He could tain it even though it's not shkiach. But we should be taninim for yisayim, something which is not shkiach, we're not going to do. Hegzayti is shkiach. Who says he still has it? Maybe he returned it. Nensu is not shkiach. We're not going to be taninim for yisayim, something which is not shkiach. The Baal Amar says very similar. The Baal Amar says, you only taina for yisayimim something which is normal to happen. A loan is normal to be repaid. It's supposed to be repaid. So melem, we don't know. Was it repaid? Was it repaid? Now we're taina for yisayimim. Masheke nensu, mehecha teisu mechadishit. If it was becheskasai, it wasn't nensu. You're trying to mechadish a new thing. That we don't say taina liyasmi. It's slightly different than Taisus. Taisus is saying because it's unlikely that it happened. It's like Shkiach, we'd heard about it, it was a Kail. The Baal Amar is not saying because it's unlikely it would happen. He's saying because Mechatesa had happened. Mechatesa, a new thing happened that we didn't know about. You only tie into something which you have a reason to think it happened, like it's Oymet to happen. But something which Mechatesa had happened, you don't tie into. Could be Nafkimin, I saw in the Masifta Gemara, it brings that the Marchash says that Taisus says that Nensu is not Shkiach, but Gneva Vaved is Mestama Yeshkiach, that you would be Taninon. But the Tumim says that the stimus apayiskim is that you're not taninan to gneva veidi either. It's mashu maybe like the Baal Amar svara, even if it's not so not shchiach, but mechateisen happen. We don't make up new things to say taninan. That's one mahalach. The Baal Amar brings a second mahalach from the Rishayim that you can't tainan nensu for the yisayimim because nensu has a chi of shua attached. That's what we discussed a little bit before. This is the Baal Amar that we mentioned before that exactly is only a shua derabanan. He says nensu, which has a shvur deraisa, and a shvur deraisa you say mitoch sheni yachal lishavel mishalim. So your seimim can't swear; they don't know if it was nensu or not, so they can't swear. Just like when you say, like meidim amiksas, you say chamshin yadana, chamshin lo yadana. We say you don't know mitoch sheni yachal lishavel mishalim. A tainis shema by a chiyuv shvur, you say mitoch. We say mitoch sheni yachal lishavel mishalim. So that's why you can't tainis nensu for the seimim. Where's the shvur? Hechzayti yikataina. Hechzayti is only a shvur derabanan. On a shvur derabanan, you don't say mitayek shen echoloshav mishalim. But male hechzayti, they'll be neman, but not nensu. And a Baal Amar tainis. That's not like a Gemara. The Gemara in shvur says that shvur sashem tiyah ben shneim v'loy ben ayarshim. The Gemara is like this. The shvur sashem tiyah ben shneim v'loy ben ayarshim. The Gemara says, if the yarshim would say, that means if you come and tain it to someone, you owe me money, he has to make a shvur. But if you tain on the yarshim, they don't have to make a shvur. So the Gemara in Shua says like this: if he says Chamshin Yadana, Chamshin Lo Yadana, Mali Hu Mali Yarshim, I'm sorry, if he says chamshin isle chamshin lesle, if he says I owe you 50, you claim, you owe me $100. He says I only owe you 50. He has to make a shvua. You claim to the Yershim, your father owes me $100. He says, no, we know for sure he only owes you 50. The Yershim must have to make a shvua. And the case is, when he says chamshin yadana, chamshin lo yadana, I only know about 50, the other 50 I really don't know. So he himself has a chiyashua. In other words, mitarek shenei chalashav mishalim. Mashenke in the Yershim, if they say, I know my father owed you $50, the other 50 I have no idea. So they don't have to say mitarek. Why? Because they'll lehav lelameda. That's the klal we learn out from this pasuk. You only make it, you only say the dinim mitarek shenei chalashav mishalim when he should have known. So he himself, he should have known. What do you mean you don't know? How come you don't know if you owe money? There's a tain on you. So mela, there's a chiyav shvua, mitarek shenei chalashav mishalim. Mashenke in the Yershim, how should they know? They know the father owed $50. How would they know about the other 50? They don't know what the father did. Well, you don't say mitayek shenei chalashav mishalim. That's what the Baal Amar says. Now, Taisus really also says it. But Taisus, I think, and I saw it in the Taisus Chaim that he says it first. Taisus meduyik, like we said from the Yadra Ma, that there is a shvua deraisa by Exarti, because Taisus Tam asked the Kasha. He asked the Kasha even by Exarti. What's the pshata with Taninan for the Yerushim Exarti? Why don't you say mitayek shenei chalashav mishalim? So Taisa says this, you're saying that by Yershim, when they don't know, you don't say Mitarek Shein Chalashav Mishalim. That's a din of Shuas Hashem Tiyah Ben Shneim V'lo Yibin HaYershim, that only he, which he should know, on him you say Mitarek Shein Chalashav Mishalim. On Yershim, which they couldn't know, you don't say Mitarek Shein Chalashav Mishalim. So you see Mefurish in Taisa, that even on the Tainus Hazarity, he wants to say Mitarek Shein Chalashav Mishalim. And he needs the Teretz of Lehavi Lemeidi, even for the Tainus Hazarity, L'chayit Sarayin that Taisa holds like the Ramah, like this man, the Mashal and the Bach that we said before, that on Hazarti also there's a din shvua deraisa. We spoke about that earlier. So, Nagzalin Yanenu, the question of the Yushainim is, Einach Hinam, you can't tie in Hazarti because Hazarti is connected to Shtarchi B'yodah Maiboyi, but why can't you tie in Nensu? So, Taisus and the Balamor say we don't tie in Nensu because it's Leishkiach, because you don't make up new Tainus. And the Balamor brought a Yushainim that say that you don't tie in Nensu because of the problem with Teich. But that's shver because by Yershim you don't say mitaych, because they have leilameida. Now the Rif holds in Bar Mitzia that you do tainen nensu for Yisaimim, so it's mamash shver. You can't say you don't tainen nensu. He holds you do tainen nensu. So mikayach that so Mishayim the Ravid brings that he wants limshat in the Gemara is hacha b'mayeskinon with the Yisaimim themselves a taining hechzarti. That's saying that it was returned. That's saying it wasn't nensu. If the Yisraelim have no idea what happened, we'll take a tiny nensu for them. The case in Agamara is, with the Yisraelim, they say they know what happened. They say it was Azarti. They say our father returned it. So here we have the Shail of Nishma V'Goy V'Kulu, because you can't tie an Azarti, K'neged Ishtar, or Nishma V'Goy V'Machsa, because Einach Hanayim B'Avoy you can't, but by Pekadon you could, B'Migad an Nensu. But if they don't know, we will be tanin an Nensu. That's how the Ravid learns. That's a little bit shver. It says shtarkis ayetzal yisaimim. Yisaimim usually they don't know. So Ramban says that enechinami by nensu also you have a tain of shtarchi benim my boy. That's a bit chiddish, but by nensu also he wants to say that if you hold shtarchi miyodim my boy, shteres exarti it shteres nensu also, because by nensu also as soon as it was nenas he should have came to Bezdin, made the shvu as nenas and gotten that shtar out of his hand as quickly as he could. If he didn't do it, Sarai wasn't Nenas. And when the Gemara says he yisid the Pare Meimav Omar, it means also he yisid the Onis Meimav Omar. It's the same Svara. And the Gemara says Malacham Avasu the Anse, the same Svara. But Be'emesin, you could tain in Ensu, except for the tain of Shtarchi B'yad my boy. Lamaskana, we don't say Shtarchi B'yad my boy. Legabi Exarti, who didn't legabi Nensu, you could tain in Ensu. That's a Ramban's Taina. So Lissikum, Taisus and the Balamar hold that you don't make a tainin of Nensu. Because it's Leishkiach, and the male, the whole Shaila of the Gemara is Dafka by Exarti. But the Rif holds there is a Taina of Nensu, there is a Tanina of Nensu. So you either have to learn the Gemara like the Ravid, that Hacha b'mayeskinon, that that's saying Exarti, so that's saying it wasn't Nensu. Or like the Ramban, that Einach Hinami, the same Shaila, if you could say Exarti k'neged Ishtar, that's the same Shaila if you could say Nensu k'neged Ishtar. If there's no Ishtar of Adi k'taina Nensu, but if there is a shtar, you have that same shayla. If you can tie in Nensu, connect the shtar. There's a tain of shtar chiyod in my boy, even against Nensu. There's a tine of Meimer of Amal, like the Gemara says, even against Netzu. That's what the Ramban says. Now, there's another very interesting Nakudam, another Machloikish Ramban and Taisus. Because the Ramban says on Taisus, you can't say like Taisus, like the Ramban. You have to say that you could tine an Netzu. Why? Because, Dr. Ramban, if you're not going to be able to be Tanina Nensu for the Yisayimim, so how could you tine Exarti? The whole Exarti is a migli of Nensu, and you can't tine an Nensu. Dr. Ramban, if it's not for Yisayin, it's not for Binyan. So, Dr. Ramban, Fakert, this Gemara is a raya that you do tine an Nensu. Because if you don't tine an Nensu, it's not Shaykh, you tine Exarti. The whole Exarti is a migli of Nensu. If it's not for Yisayin, not for Binyan. So here's the Yisaitis of the Machlaikis Ramban with Taisis in the Baal Amar. Besides the Machlaikis if you're Tanin and Ensu and how to learn a Pesugim. Taisis and the Baal Amar have no problem that even though we're not Tanin and Ensu, it's Leishkiach, but we're still Tanin and Exarti. And the Ramban says that makes no sense. If Nensu is not a Tain, of course it's Leishkiach, so come they don't have the Tain of Nensu, so how can they have the Tain of Exarti, which is only a Mig of Nensu, if they don't have the Tain of Nensu? So how do we explain this machlokes? So Rabbi Chanan and Kavod Shurim Chelik Beis Simin Gimel Aizvav, he first wanted to explain it together with this chakira. Rabbi Chanan's chakira, which he goes the whole simin that way, is migli a bir. Is it a raya that he's saying the truth? Because if he'd be lying, he'd say the better taina. Or is it stam a kayach a taina? Since he had that kayach from that kayach carries over to this taina. It's a kayach a taina. That's the din. When you're neman with one taina, you can carry over the nemanis to the next taina. And zark there, that taisus holds miga as a kayach a taina. So even though the yisayimim don't have the kayach of the taina of Nensu, because we're not tanin an answer for the yisayimim, but their father had it. Their father had the kayach of Nensu. Because the father had a kayach, I mean, of exarti miga than Nensu. Because the father had the kayach to say Nensu. And male he had the kayach to say exarti miga than Nensu. So even though we don't taina for the Yisayimim Nensu, they still have the kayach taina of Exarti, which comes in the migli of Nensu like the father had. Now Shaykin, the Ramban holds, that migli is a bir. And for a bir, you have to be able to bepoil say Nensu. If you can't bepoil say Nensu, you don't have the bir, then Exarti is a good taina. But Rabbi Chanan brings, his son asked him, that if you're going to with migli as a bir, bechlal it shouldn't work by taninan. By when the person himself taina is the weaker taina, so that's a raya saying the truth, because otherwise you would have taina the stronger taina. But by Yisayim, the Yisayim aren't taining anything. How could we make a migui, if migui works as bir, how could we say that with taina for them exarti, which is only neman with the bir of migui, because he could have said nensu, they couldn't have said either one. So where's migui bir here, b'chlal? Them is in the sivis esis kasha. The Nesivus wants to know, what's Bechlal Pshat in the Gemara? How could it be that Exarti is Nemon? How could we say with Tanin and Exarti for Yisayimim, if the whole Exarti is only Nemon when you have a bir of a Malo L'Shaker, when you know that Exarti is right, because otherwise they would have tied it Nensu, L'Chari the Yisayim aren't tying anything. Where's the bir of Migu when it comes to Yisayimim? Nesivus is very bothered. He says in Simon Tzadik Tes, Sivkat and Dalin, he says his big Yisayim, that we mentioned early in the Shia, that this Gemara has nothing to do with Migui. It's not a bir of Migui. It weakens the Shtar Chabiyad of my boy, that there's not a kash on the guy why he left the Shtar there, because he didn't mind leaving the Shtar there, because he always knows he has a bir to Tain and Ensu. That's Pshat in the Gemara. So Mel goes to the Yisayimim also. If you hold that he wouldn't be Saimach on that, you hold there's a bir of Shtar Chabiyad of my boy, so rather than Ensu can't Tain Exarti, Mashayin Kane. If he could have tied it Nensu, so that's why he left the Shtar there. Because he figured, first comes source, I'll always tie it Nensu. So it's nothing to do with Migui. But like we said, that's in the Sivus of Shitasa, but the Yishayinim Aklar Mashma, the Gemara goes to us Migui. So where's the bir of Migui here? L'chayr, it's muchik to say that Migui is not a part of bir, that we have a Rai saying the truth, because otherwise you would have tied it the other Taina. Migui is like a Bechanan's other side. Migui is Kayach Taina. Not a raya that he's saying the truth, because otherwise you'd have said the other taina, but snam, the fact that you could have tied in Nensu, that gives you the kayach, the taina of Zarti. So what's the machlokes, the Ramban, with Taiz and the Baal Amar? Why does Taiz and Baal Amar hold that even though we won't say Tanin and Nensu for the Yisayim, we still have a Tanin and Zarti for them? But the Ramban says, no. If you can't tie in Nensu for them, it's Neres Yisayim, Neres Abinyan. So Rabbi Chanan says another pshat. He says they're arguing about what taninon is. You could have a chakir about taninon. Is taninon that pshat is the yoyrish, the kayach of the taina from the av? Came like the av is moirish to them, that's chus to taina. Anything the father could attain in, he's moirish yen taina to the sons. So the father had a chus to taina exactly, because he could have said nensu. So he has a migui. So now, even though he can't be moirish the taina of nensu to the sons, because we're not tanina on the sons, the taina which is loishkiach. But he is moirish to them, the taina of exactly. It doesn't matter. He had the taina of exactly because of the migui. And now the sons have that taina, just like he had that taina. So Ibazai, even though the Yoshim can taina nensu, they can still taina exactly because the father could have taina exactly. And whenever the father could taina, the sons Yarshin yen taina. Mashenkin, the Ramban holds that Taninan is not the Pshati Yerush, the Taina from the father. Taninan is whatever the father could Taina, the Yisayimim get that Taina. The father could have Tainan it, so Bezin goes and Taina is Mikoyach the Yisayimim the Taina. But it's not a thing they got from their father. They get it from themselves. That's the din of Taninan, Hayes Yisayimim don't know, so we Taina for them anything the father could have Taina it. But it's not the father's Taina, it's their Taina. So Mela, the father who Taka could have tainted Nensu, so he has the Kayacha Taina of Nensu, and that good, that could transfer Ade Migu to Exarti. But the Bonim, they don't care, you don't tainted Nensu for them. Because it's Leishchiach, so Ibezai tainted their Ban, so you can't tainted Exarti for them either. They lost this whole Taina. They lost the Taina of Nensu, so Leishchiach. The whole Exarti is gebait on the Kayacha Taina of Nensu. So Mela, they don't have Nensu, they don't have Exarti either. So v'kayt, in the Rabban, it's muchik that migu is a kayach ha-taina. Now Taisus holds it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the Yisayim themselves have the kayach ha-taina nensu or not. As long as the father could have said exarti, the father b'poyel mamish could have said exarti, yen a kayach to say exarti, which he had a migu, he's meirish to his sons. Now the sons could have, you have a tanina exarti for the sons. Nensu, he can't be meirish because not shkech, but exarti could be meirish. Now, Sheng and the Rabbanos is nothing about being, you're not Meirish Tainus. Whatever Tainus that the father had, those Tainus we say for the sons of Yisayimim, Mikayach the Yisayim Alain. So the father Taka had the Kayach of Nensu, Memeli had the Kayach of Exarti, because Exarti, Mik the Nensu. Imtim Suleimar, this Yidat Tanina Nensu for the sons. So come they say, don't get this Kayach of Nensu. So Memeli, Exarti also not. They don't have the Tain of Exarti, because they don't have the Tain of Nensu. So the Ramban sees the fakert, if you get tain anxiety for the sons, is muchi get tain an ensu for the sons. So the Seidim Achleik is tais the Malamar and the Ramban is taninan a Yerusha from the Av, or taninan from the Egan, from the Yisayimim. If it's a Yerusha from the Av, so even if they don't have the tain of Nensu, they still could have the tain of anxiety because the Av had the taina. If it's a taina from themselves, if they lose the tain of Nensu, behecha, they lose the tain of anxiety.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.